If you have ever wanted to take an interactive journey into the Theatre of Shakespeare, well, this Saturday the 15th of January from 4pm to 6pm, you have the chance with an accessible event called A Day Out in Shakespeare's Theatre to launch a BitLit's new online platform. And I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by theatre historian, teacher, theatre advisor and founder of a BitLit, Andy Kesson. Hello, Andy, and welcome to Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thanks so much for having me.
This Saturday event sees the launch of the new A BitLit platform with the accessible event A Day Out in Shakespeare's Theatre. Andy, would you be able to give me a bit of background to A BitLit and how this Saturday's event came about?
Yeah, absolutely. I founded A BitLit on the very first day of the first UK lockdown, just being very aware that I was surrounded by all of the people I love who work in theatre and in the creative industries, and also our researchers in universities, all of them looking around at a time of medical emergency, and we were all getting used to this new world of isolation and living at home. And so many of them were saying, why does what I do matter anymore? So the point of A BitLit was to champion and wave pom-poms at all the things that I think matter even more at a time of medical emergency. That is humans telling each other stories, sharing ideas with each other, communicating and learning together. So A BitLit is a platform which tries to celebrate all kinds of creativity and all kinds of learning and research and ideas, and celebrates above all, I think, conversation and trying to create a community. So that was the kind of the founding mission of A BitLit. We've spent 2 years creating a back catalogue of conversations about all kinds of topics, and we're now launching a series of courses and events, starting with A Day Out at Shakespeare's Theatre. So my own background is the theatre of Shakespeare's time, both as a theatre historian, as you said, but also someone who works in theatre now. And I've got 20 years of working particularly around questions of access and inclusion in what we think of as classical theatre, early modern theatre, Shakespearean theatre, whatever you want to call it. And the idea of the event is come with us online, and we will do our best to take you to 1600, to the London theatres, using the audience to help imagine that journey. So we'll be engaging with some of the sounds of early modern London, and crucially, some of the smells. We're inviting audience members to bring along a certain number of everyday smells that they might have in the home already. And we'll be using those to think about what those smells might have meant for an Elizabethan person 400 years ago going to the theatre.
And A Day Out in Shakespeare's Theatre has a great lineup of people, including Sir Simon Russell Beale and many others too. Andy, how will people experience the event on Saturday, and how will it be made accessible to blind and partially sighted people?
So we've asked all of our contributors to offer a self-description, and where they aren't giving that self-description live, we'll be putting the description into programme notes made available beforehand. We're also setting out a little bit of the visuals of the event beforehand for anything that won't be being described as it happens. But one of the things we've really learned with this event, and I've always been interested in this, is that Shakespeare and the theatre of his time are really good at audio description. So, for example, in Shakespeare's play As You Like It, a character comes on stage and says, "So this is the Forest of Arden." So we're told where the characters are. And other members of the audience may well be being shown that as well, but the audience are told it. And so the kind of multi-sensory way in which narrative information is conveyed is actually surprisingly inclusive, I think, in the 16th century, in ways that we've perhaps lost touch of in our own culture, which of course is organized around so many kinds of exclusions. And so one thing we've really enjoyed doing is celebrating that sense of early modern, of 16th century kinds of inclusion, of trying to make things kind of multiply inclusive. So we're describing at the same time as we're showing.
And A Day Out in Shakespeare's Theatre obviously is launching the A BitLit online platform, and there'll be many more events coming up throughout the year. Andy, would you be able to give me a flavour of some of the events that might be coming up? And I'm sure they will all be accessible as well, won't they?
Yes, so we're continuing our commitment to accessibility, and we'll also be speaking to our audience directly and inviting them to give us feedback of ways we could make things more inclusive, both in terms of kind of any technical things we might do, but also in terms of topic that people might be interested to hear more about. I'm speaking to you on an especially exciting day because I'm planning one event for later this year on the history of dragons, thinking about dragons internationally from Welsh through to Chinese and Japanese. And just today, news has broken of the discovery of a sea dragon. Thank goodness for archaeologists. I'm really hoping our event on the history of dragons might have the most recent find, which is today's news. So yes, we'll be following up. We'll be continuing our commitment to access with all of our events and our courses. The history of dragons is one such topic. We're looking at topics on Black romance fiction, for example. And I'm particularly interested to have a suite of content thinking about disability and culture as well. I'm working with some of the performers who will be working through British Sign Language to think about sign language and cultural self-expression. So disability will be a core part, I think, of the topics we explore.
Andy, if people would like to find out about this Saturday's event, A Day Out in Shakespeare's Theatre, and more about ABitLit too, where can they go to find out more?
So our website is abitlit.co, that's ABITLIT.co. On the homepage there, they'll find an advert for our first event, they'll find a booking link, and they'll find content on our upcoming courses and events as well.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Andy Kesson from ABitLit, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I hope this Saturday's event goes very well.
Thank you so much, Toby. Take care.